Ahoy there, land lovers and mere folk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest. It's been like 3 months since we've done this. This is weird.
I don't know.
Go ahead and what's up, Bo?
I have a question.
Huh?
What do women and Jell-O have in common?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with my answer. What is it?
They both wiggle when you eat them.
Oh. I like that. That's a good one. Yeah.
A girl at work told me
the
that.
The podcast is Sales to See the Whimsy.
You work with all perverts.
I do. I love it.
And dives into the depths of nautical nonsense. Join us as we navigate through the seas of laughter, uncovering treasure hidden within Monroe's mythical chest, where every episode is a tidal wave of hilarity. My name is Dan. I'll be leading this crazy crew through their adventure.
Fuck yeah.
Can we get a captain's log?
Aye, the captain's log. On our previous adventures, we were taken in Shanghai at Gnome Tanamo, I think is what it's
yes,
called.
Yes, Gnome Tanamo, yes.
And then...
Gnome Tanamo, babe.
From there, we were... I gotta look at my notes.
You said you had the captain's log prepared.
I did, but then you guys all screwed me up.
Don't
damn
blame
it, Dash.
Us.
Nah. Dash always interfering.
This is a horseshit.
When we were tortured and fangled the power, but then we escaped in our yellow submarine.
Was it actually yellow?
No, it wasn't actually yellow.
I think I just sang the song.
He just started singing it and... But
who
no,
knows?
It's captured, not actually yellow.
We were rescued by Fizzgig, where we found many information about the world.
And now we're in a submarine, right?
We're in a submarine.
Okay, it is a submarine.
A yellow one.
And Captain's log.
Even after the rundown, I was still debating with myself if I was remembering correctly.
It's weird to you because it's truly just a metal tube with technology in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying. I had this mental image at the time, and I was like, "Is that the inside of a cockpit or the inside of a submarine?" Like, I couldn't remember what my own mental image was.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Captain Lefarius.
My name is Matt, and I will be Dash.
My name is Bo, and I'll be Huckabee Baby.
My name's Sean, and I'm playing Drog.
And I'm Jason.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just your regular voice. Sorry, I interrupted you, Jason.
It's okay. Fuck off. Whatever.
For the listeners at home, we are playing with a remote player. So this is going to be a bit of a learning experience, I think, for all of us as we dive into today's episode. But, let's get started.
I'm just glad we still get to look at Jason's lovely face.
You are very
Robo Jason.
You're so pretty.
Robo Jason.
So pretty.
I'm just sorry that he has to look at me on camera.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Jason, we should get you one of those sex toys that we can control.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll wear it.
He's not against it.
So you're saying there's a chance? He seems excited by the idea.
Subscribe to the Patreon. You get one free use of the remote.
We gotta quit talking about the Patreon. We haven't put it up yet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. To come. Like Jason.
So you're the one with the ruby then.
The butt ruby.
I forgot about
so
the
you guys
butt ruby.
You guys are coming off of a giant adrenaline rush. You literally just rushed out of a prison where you weren't sure if your lives were safe or not into a metal, what looks like another prison underneath on the sea floor from what you can perceive.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Does it seem to be phallic-shaped?
Phallic-shaped.
Like a penis.
Definitely knew what you meant by phallic-shaped.
Okay.
No, Dash, you can't put it in your butt.
I don't know. How about you give me a perception check and we can find out.
I'm feeling extremely mature
tonight.
Ooh, the
first roll of the night.
Yeah, and I'm great at perception. It's literally my worst. That would be a 2 minus 2 for a 0.
Don't see shit. It seems like a metal prison to Dash.
I have sweat in my eyes. I can't see shit.
I didn't listen to the last episode, so I do remember at some point he was kind of giving you a rundown of what was going on and why you were where you were. I believe the crew had the ability to ask any more questions, and right before they settled down for what they can perceive as the evening or a bit of rest.
I wasn't prepared for a pop quiz.
We'll just go with it. So,
well, Huckabee can't remember any questions, so he's just going to go to sleep.
So where are we going, Fizzgig?
Hi, Fizzgig.
It seems important.
By the way, thank you so much for breaking this out.
Yeah, that was quite risky.
Yeah.
But you did it.
You seem to do it pretty easy. It doesn't seem to be that much of a risk for you.
That's a pure lie. I felt very uncomfortable.
It was
the whole
a cakewalk.
Sure. Sure. I had a little bit of inside information.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But where are we going?
Good question. I can answer that in the morning. How about you guys just kind of get some rest? Any other questions that you have from our conversation?
Fizzy love.
Yes.
Do you have a musical instrument on here?
I can whip one up for you here by the time morning comes around.
Oh, that'd be perfect, love.
Did we get any of our possessions?
Captain Love, do you think I'd be asking for a musical instrument if I had my possessions?
What? Oh, okay. Drog, did you get anything? I know you're a sneaky bastard.
I just have a rumbly in my tummy. Map.
Okay, that's all that matters. Can I have that back, please?
Sure.
What map?
I thought... Wait, did I give that back to you?
I don't remember.
Izzy got it from... out of character for a second.
Yeah.
He got it from Banana Beard after being captured.
Mm-hmm.
And he lied about stealing it.
Oh, so. Luke's busting out the notes.
Someone has notes. Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah. So.
Not that we record this and couldn't go back and listen to it, but.
I wasn't allowed to.
We weren't allowed to.
Oh, you could.
Another quick question. Do you have any food? I got a rumbly in my tumbly.
Yeah, absolutely. Whoa. There's a little dining room back there. Help yourself. It's pantry. Oh. Dash goes skipping.
There's any fruit.
Fuck off! Look for yourself!
I'm going to follow Dash.
I'm also going to follow Dash.
Yeah, Dash is going to go fucking eat.
Fantastic. I can look it up. I'll look up the whole map thing later.
Okay.
Time is fleeting fast. I haven't had the time to review. So you guys are off to the little kitchen that is back there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you get into the room, it's very small. There is a single sink, a tiny stove that is what you can see is probably lit by a single log on fire to heat it. And then there is a pretty large set of cabinet doors. So... like a cabinet chest, something that you would see like a pantry potentially stocked full of food.
I'm going to look over your character because, actually, how tall is Dash?
He's about 2.5, maybe 3 feet, depending on
so
his posture that day.
We're almost the same size then.
Yeah, very small.
Yeah, we're both small creatures.
Little bitty.
So, yeah, we're going to be shoulder to shoulder looking into this.
Oh, Dash is like climbing. He's like all over this motherfucker. Looking for fruit. Pull your finger. You didn't. I thought you were gonna fart. I thought we were gonna have like a loud audible fart on mic. Gotcha. I'm glad I can help.
Let's get some investigation checks if you guys are looking for food.
I stayed up at the dock.
Ooh, I got a big +1 to investigation for a 5.
While the rest,
I got him. 7.
I'm gonna sleep. I got torture. No,
6.
Sleep. 6.
7.
7. Yeah, you guys find pretty much a bunch of flour, some water, and stuff to potentially make bread.
Anybody know how to bake?
Yeah, I know how to cook.
I mean, I've been working with cook a bit. I think I could whip up some bread. I'm pretty sure.
My character cracks. Why don't you knead the dough? I'm going to start making stuff.
I got you.
So.
I'm going to start making bread.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Do I see any spices or anything like that?
How about you give me a luck check?
17?
Yeah, any spice that you are after or you could think of is inside of a spice rack on the inside of the cupboard door.
You're making garlic bread.
Wonderful!
Mm-hmm. Luke, before you go to sleep...
Aye.
Oh. This gig comes up to you.
Oh, no.
So you're the captain of this crew?
Yes. This crew is mine.
Quite a bunch you have.
They are unique, very. Yes.
Yeah. So what are you guys after?
Well, Monroe's treasure. And to up our reputation within the... not the Armada, but the...
The Buccaneers record.
Yes, thank you.
It's been some time since I've heard that.
Yeah. You were locked in those suits of armor for a while, weren't you? How long were you locked for?
What year is it?
Did I know the year?
Give me history, Jack. I'm sure you do.
History. 9.
It's been the better part of 10 years.
Yeah, you've been down for a while.
Yeah. My sister's diabolical.
Oh, that was your sister.
Yeah, Blackbeard is...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that shit.
Is my sister.
And then the other one, do you have another sister then too? Or is that her cousin? I can't remember.
I think we do.
The one we killed?
If there's other relation or blood, our bloodline here, I am not aware of it.
Okay. Yeah, because I think we killed one of the sisters too.
Well, to be fair, I don't hail from this realm.
Oh, okay.
I come from the Feywild.
Oh. I was in the Feywild once.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
We jumped into some purple smoke and poof, we were in the Feywild.
What did it look like when you were there?
Beautiful. So many colors. I tell you, it was like we were on an island with the ziggurat at the top. And that's the portal that we got back from.
Oh, that must be with the summer court.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
we didn't know.
My family hails from the winter court side of the Feywild.
Oh, okay.
So
I have no idea where that's at.
Someday I'll show you.
I would greatly appreciate it.
As of now, I think we should be more concerned that you were able to just get to the Feywild.
Yeah, apparently the purple smoke transports you there.
Yikes.
So, and I don't think that's a good thing.
I don't.
It pops up all over the place on this continent.
And as you begin to finish your sentence, you see him kind of walk over to what is a tool bench, and he begins to like frantically rummage through pieces, setting tools, moving plans. It just essentially, it looks like he's trying to find something.
What you looking for?
Oh, I have this device. It measures the stability between the Feywild and this world.
Oh, okay.
I don't see it, though.
You didn't leave it back in your lab, did you? Back at that lighthouse?
No. I'm pretty sure I left it somewhere else. I'll need your crew to get something for me.
Well, we are indebted to you for getting us out of that pickle.
Sure. Well, how about... If you don't have any more questions for the evening, you get some rest. I need to come up with a plan on how to get you guys to
where. I think rest right now sounds kind of good. I think they should rest, but who knows what they want to do. I kind of let them have their own free will.
They do seem like a rowdy bunch.
They're a little bit hard to control.
Probably best intentions with that.
Can I just sleep in this chair?
Oh, help yourself. Anywhere you can find. Just try to avoid the controls.
Okay. I like to be near steering stuff. It just calms me.
Sure.
As you know, being a captain, you know.
Makes sense.
So I'll just sleep in this chair, if that's all right with you.
So when you go to sit down in the chair, it's kind of weird because essentially all it is a big ship wheel. What the heck is the name of the spoked wheel? In the center of the ship.
The helm.
So the helm is just that.
Oh.
There's no pedals. There's no anything. It really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you. But there is a nice chair sitting in front of it.
I'm just going to see you out. Stay away from the controls, like you said.
Thank you. All right. What are you crazy folks up to in the kitchen?
I need to...
Laura, you're the smartest person I know, basically. Hello. What do you know about demons?
Would I know anything about demons?
Give me a history check.
Dashlove, I thought we were making bread, not talking about demons.
I am kneading the bread. I'm very talented. I can talk and knead the dough.
Laura, throughout your previous adventures with your other crew, you have definitely come across demons. You have quite a bit of knowledge regarding those demons. How about you and Dash have your conversation and I can fill in the blanks?
So you know I haven't seen Bardis since we were arrested, right? He's not here.
Where do you think he went?
Well, that's what I was gonna kinda ask you, is if you know what happens to a demon. I know that demons don't die, but I don't know what happens to them. I never really, you know, we try not to talk about death.
You know, they kind of get trapped in a cycle of existence, I think. But I don't know with Bardis if he, how he got there in the first place, or I'm not really sure.
Well, it's a long story. He just killed a lot, and then he found a rock. And then the rock took him to the Feywild, and then he met me, and then we came here.
How is it that you guys travel together like you do?
Oh, well, that's some mumbo, that's some real technical druid stuff, you know? The person who made me the way I am linked us.
Okay.
Like, soul-bound us. And it's, like I said, it's a long story, but he's never been gone since.
Maybe you need to find him again.
Well, that seems hard.
It does.
How does that work for transformations? Because I'm guessing you're still in the galley.
Oh, yeah. I'm like kneading the dough and all that while this conversation's going on.
Jason, you can choose to share this with Dash or not, but you would know that demons are tied to their plane of existence. So if something were to happen in this world, they would have to go back to their own to recover.
Okay. I'll share that with Dash. I'll tell him, you know, he obviously isn't from this world. So maybe once he died, or whatever happened, or he got separated, he went back to whatever plane he was originally on.
Well, maybe he can find his way back again.
Maybe.
That's good.
Yeah,
he's not. I mean, he's just. So it's like a start over, a reset.
Exactly.
Demons don't die.
Well, I know that, but he's not here, so he's somewhere.
Yeah, he's just. Well, considering that fight, maybe he's sleeping it off.
Maybe. That's a good point. Maybe he's just taking a little nap. I mean, it's been a bit.
I mean,
but
what do you want to do when you get the shit kicked out of you?
I want to take a nap. I don't want to eat. I like eating.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yes, Dash. Less talking, love, and more kneading.
I'm kneading the dough. Don't worry about me.
Can you give me a sleight of hand?
Oh, my sleight of hand's pretty good.
Huckabee's just chilling, talking shit while they're cooking. I didn't find anything.
I feel like you would be coaching Dash on how to knead the dough.
That's not great. It's a 13.
Can I do a performance check to help him? Or a sleight of hand?
Up to you. The DC was 10 to just knead dough, so.
I was picturing, like the movie Ghost. Like, you just behind him helping. It turned very sexual.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
Last from the past.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you need the dough. You get it into what you guys would feel is the perfect consistency.
There you go. I did my part. Don't fuck it up.
Perfect. Yeah. He's going to season it, add whatever else he can to make it tasty.
Okay.
And slap it in the oven and wait.
You gotta let it rest first. There's a whole process you gotta go through.
Yes, yes, he will. So, yeah, he's gonna let it rest and do its thing.
Okay. While the bread is resting, does the group want to continue in conversation?
Yeah.
Huckabee would probably honestly just fall asleep waiting for you guys.
He's all right. And I just go over and start petting Huckabee as he sees. He's all right. I'll wake
Huckabee
you up.
Huckabee holds up one single finger and just produces his claw.
Dash
don't
just keep
touch
going.
Me, love.
I'm just letting you know. Sleep good. I'll wake you up when the bread is ready. He's just gently petting.
Just to fuck with your character, I'm going to produce Mage Hand and push the hair the other direction.
Oh. Does a 14 hit you?
No!
I just slowly scratch your clothes. I won't tell you again, love.
I'm just saying, I've got you. I'll make sure you don't starve. I'll take care of you.
He just rolls over.
How's Huckabee feeling without his companion, James?
He's weird. He don't like it. Him and James have kind of been together like the whole time, and we got placed on this ship together, and now I'm just by myself, so I don't really like it too much.
Would you like sing yourself a lullaby as you're trying to fall asleep?
I'd probably hum, since I don't have any instruments to play.
As Huckabee begins to fall asleep, who would like to start the log on fire in the oven?
Oh, I'll do that.
Okay.
Just throw some wood in and fireball.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even remind them. Just see how long they waited for the bread to cook.
I can light it with thaumaturgy or druidcraft too.
I got fireball.
I don't think that's necessary. It says here
care how big the room is.
You can light or snuff out a candle, a torch, or campfire.
Works.
So I would I'm just gonna like roughly shove as much wood in there as will fit.
Okay. Perfect.
And then just use a druid craft to light it on fire.
As much wood as you can fit in there.
Yeah, just like the firebox. I'm just like packing it in.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have asleep yet.
How about you give me a luck check?
Let me make sure that I'm. Okay, yeah, I'm not super great at survival, so this seems fitting. Luck check?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dash was lucky, too. I think... What did he? I think Dash had a +2.
You
think
I don't remember this campaign. You were sadly mistaken.
13?
13.
Okay. So go ahead and start lighting your fire.
Oh, it is lit.
Okay. As the fire gets lit, what you would expect smoke to essentially be released out the flume is coming back into the ship.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! And I try to, like, close the door on.
Great. You get the door closed, and you just see smoke coming out of all the little seeps.
I don't know what to do!
You dummy.
Can I do an investigation to see if I can find what opens up the... the chimney, essentially?
Yeah, go ahead.
18.
Yeah, so you see that the hatch to the chimney is wide open. But smoke continues to roll through the room. You're very baffled by this.
After freaking out for a second, Dash remembers that druidcraft can put out a campfire too. And so he opens it up and puts it out.
Fire's extinguished. Dead.
I don't know what you did wrong, but you did something wrong.
The vent's open.
Right?
The smoke should just go straight up.
But it's not.
I'd like to do an investigation, figure out what we did wrong.
Yeah, go ahead. Off your first investigation check, how about you try to shut the hatch?
Okay.
Okay.
I do that.
Great. As you go to turn it, can you give me a strength check?
Strength check. That is a 13.
As you begin to turn the wheel, it is tough. It is hard to turn. Mm-hmm. It starts squealing with this type noise, and you're starting to maybe get the idea that this hasn't been used in a long time.
Okay.
Maybe it's plugged up or something. We can shove a stick up there.
I'm going to create dancing lights.
Okay.
And shine it up there to see if there's anything blocking it.
Yeah, as it begins, so smoke is still just smoke. Essentially, the logs are still smoldering. There's a bit of smoke, and your dancing light goes to go up and hits. Like, almost immediately as it goes up the tube, just hits.
Okay. Do I see anything in there?
You see that it's plugged really bad. Looks like a bird's nest probably in there.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is... can I shape a spell to do something specific?
Talk to me about it.
So, chromatic orb, you can create acid.
Okay.
I want to make an acid that destroys not metal, but organic material. And I want to shoot it straight up the pipe.
Give me an arcana check.
Arcana... 18.
With all your days of peddling drugs and smoking whatever you smoke, you are pretty adept to using your chromatic orb to get what you want. You flick the spell on, you shape it as a type of acid. What does it look like?
Have you ever seen those Japanese jokes where they poke each other in the butt?
Sony Gancho?
Yes. You see an acid hand go straight up the pipe.
Oh, my God. Right up the old tailpipe.
And you just start to...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You hear this out the other side.
Perfect.
It just...
I'm going to then produce water.
Okay.
And... because I don't want to burn acid afterwards, because that starts, well, problems. And I like breathing. So, produce water. Let's see how much water that actually... create and destroy water. 10 gallons. So I'm going to flush 10 gallons straight through this before we burn stuff.
Great. The water, is this something that kind of produced it out of your hands, or is it kind of your hands are sent... how...
mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So, as a water genasi, you see his hands spread and you see, like, the webbing. And it starts condensing into a ball in his hand. It starts to spin. And then it kind of just fountains off straight into the pipe.
Okay, great. Yeah, no problem. It's all cleaned out.
You soaked the firewood. Why would you do that? Why didn't you take it out?
I've been hitting the head a lot in the last couple days.
Dash just irritatedly starts taking that wood out.
Oh, we can still burn it. It's fine.
Once it dries,
I cast destroy water on the wood.
It just dries up.
Well, aren't you special?
Just start shoving it back in. But I take half of it out. I don't fill it all the way this time.
Good choice. The fire easily starts up. Don't have any issues with smoke billowing into the room anymore. Mm-hmm.
See, I knew what I was doing.
Absolutely. And he's just going to laugh and high-five you. Or he's going
Dash,
to at least...
Dash gives a very reluctant high-five.
Hey, man. We made it out of the shit, and we're still alive.
Yeah, and I'm still green.
Yeah, I'm green. I smoked that fucking joint of his and it turned me green.
I forgot.
And there was no expiration on it, so I'm a green talking monkey.
Oh, I forgot.
It's even better because you're drinking a green monster.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Laura, what do you have going on?
Just probably, you know, throughout the day, just ready to get some relaxation in, I think. Nothing planned. I probably watched these guys trying to figure out that chimney and laughing that they didn't ask me for any insight, but once they get it figured out, I'll probably just head off to bed.
Okay. The bread takes a bit of time. It bakes without any problem. You open it up. It's a beautiful garlic bread.
Perfect.
Pleasant to your taste buds.
I'll let it sit for a second. Cut it up.
Dash, as he's going to cut it up, I'm already ripped.
That's fine.
Oh, the ends.
He cuts off the other hand, tosses it to you.
Double fisted.
Then split the rest of the rest of the group. If anyone wants any, leave a couple slices next to the captain that's passed out in his chair.
You see him dash, grab a third slice with one of his feet, and he like hops to his bed on just the one open foot.
Are there hammocks or are there actual beds?
There's definitely hammocks.
Yep.
Kind of. There's a living quarters towards the back of the ship. Up in the front near the captain's chair, there's also kind of a makeshift couch and places to rest your head.
Okay. He's going to find a hammock in the back. So. Yep.
Okay. So everyone is on their way to sleep, correct? Dash. Give me Constitution saving throw.
Oh, I hate Constitution saving throws. But never again. Oh, fuck yeah. Dirty 20.
Dash, you haven't been able to get out of your mind that Bardas isn't responding. Mm-hmm. In your sleep that night, you're tossing and turning a lot, wondering. You begin to profusely sweat, like to the point where you are drenching the area around you. And very vividly in your dream, it goes from black to a magma-filled landscape. It has lava rocks, some caves, what looks like almost like the base of a volcano, but somewhere where you can go into. As your eyes continue to focus on the cave opening, you see a shadowy figure, pretty large, almost about the shape of Bardas. And as you begin to focus more and more, this shape is actually steaming. You just see, like, almost like it's covered in water, but it's just profusely steaming, and the steam is rising across the entire body. And you can clearly see now that you're looking at the back of Dash. Or sorry, Bardas. Yep. What would you like to say to Bardas?
Bardas, and I'm like looking around, like seeing if I see anything else, and like trying to keep quiet enough that nobody else would hear me.
Hey, Bardas. Bardas. Hey, buddy.
You kind of see the head moving a little bit, and you're.
Hey, friend. It's Dash. It's me. It's Dash.
And quickly he turns around. And the Bardas you would normally see is a scarred figure. He is missing almost 80% of one side of his body. He has a little baby nub for an arm on one side.
Poor Bardas.
His stomach is just covered in scars and what looks like a ship star, like scarred up on every direction out of his stomach where the cannonball had impacted. Yeah. Yep, and just burnt to shit. His head is kind of not, like, his jaw isn't sitting right, and this is not a healthy Bardas.
Oh, buddy. Buddy, it's okay.
And he just can't, with his jaw the way it is, he can't even really form words or say anything. He just continues to breathe heavily. The steam is building and building.
And that's just, how far away from him am I?
You're probably 50 feet at this point.
I would try to get to him as fast as I can without, like, and make it obvious that I'm not approaching with any aggression or anything, but still trying to get to him.
So as you begin to make your approach, the right side of his body that's still intact, there's just bones sticking out of the fleshy area. It just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
He begins to reach his hand out towards you.
Oh, buddy, stay, stay. I'll come to you.
As you approach, do you reach out your hand to touch his?
Yeah.
As you slowly begin to approach in what would seem like maybe an inch away from touching each other's hands, he goes, I can't help. And wake up.
I would just wake up fucking sweating, panting. I slept back in the hammocks. Who else would be sleeping back in the
hammocks?
I slept in the kitchen.
Laura, where'd you pass out at?
I guess if hammocks was kind of the sleeping area, I probably would have slept there too.
Okay. Yeah, Dash would just pop awake, and whoever he saw first, he's actually, since the conversation with Laura earlier, he went, Laura, wake up! And I'd like take whatever's around me and start throwing it at her boobs, try to wake her up.
Eventually, annoyedly, I'd probably startle up and say, yeah.
I saw him. I saw bodies.
Where?
It looked bad. It looked like, I don't know, probably the abyss, probably.
You can see.
I don't know what else it could have been, but he was it. Oh, he looked terrible. Did he get hit by a fucking cannon?
You can see into the abyss now?
Well, I did. I saw him. I saw him in the abyss. Did he get hit by a fucking cannon?
Didn't I see that happen? Yeah. Yeah, he did. He took it square to the face.
Well, no, it was like the chest, stomach area. Well, it was all blown to bits.
I couldn't tell. It was in this general area?
It looks like he's healing, though.
Did it look like he was, like, in the process of mending?
With the baby arm, you would
guess. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
It's a weird regrowth phase, I think. But it looks like he's recovering. He says he can't help.
He can't help?
That's what he said. He said he can't help. That's all he said. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
What use is a 2.5-foot tall talking monkey?
Well, I find you useful.
I mean, yeah, I can make bread, but the main reason that I was even on this crew was because Bodis had something to offer. I'm just a little annoying monkey.
You're the lookout.
What are you talking about? You're the heart of the crew.
What? What?
You're the lookout.
Oh, yeah, and we all know how fucking good I am at that. It's more of a title of honor than anything.
Dash is having a real identity crisis right now.
I can tell this.
I mean, really, the only thing I was good at was saying, Bodis, help!
Well, maybe he needs your help now.
Well, how do I help?
That I don't know.
I mean, do I just survive until he recovers and comes back? Is that what I... Because if I die, then he can't come back to anything.
Well, maybe we don't let you die then.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, that was a good idea, even if it wasn't for Bodis, but that's a doubly good idea now.
So let me just pause where we're at, step out of game for a second, and let's talk about this mechanic that we have going on. So I had you roll a D100 after Bardis took that damage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember roughly what that number was? 80%-ish, I think?
Yeah, it was a high.
Yeah.
It was like 86 or something like that.
So I did some DM math, and it is going to take you 6 long rests to fully recover Bardis.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
If you summon him, his stats are going to basically be tiered down. So it's like 8 days, so he's like an eighth of the strength now.
Yeah.
And it'll tier up until that day if you have to use him.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that is our Bardis mechanic since he took a fucking
cannon to the
chest.
That seems fair. Yeah, that seems fair.
Okay, back to game. Thank you.
Yeah. So I have to figure out a way to keep alive and be of use without the main attraction.
Well, we don't have any of our gear or anything anymore, so we're all kind of tuned down a little bit.
You know what, Laura? You're pretty good at making me feel better.
Well, good.
This whole talk has been very effective very quickly.
Can we talk more after we sleep?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right, I'll see you in the morning.
Lullaby and good night.
Laura's going to fake snore as we stop.
Go to sleep until Laura.
So I'm going to wait till everyone's asleep before I do something.
Okay, well, give me a stealth check. Wait. Give me a perception check first.
Okay.
What is it?
That is a 17 plus something.
Okay, you know when everyone falls asleep. You're Gucci.
Okay.
You're Gucci.
So, one of my magical rings, I'm going to take it out of my pocket and slip it onto my toe and put it back on my boots. The other one just turns invisible.
Okay.
You sneaky bastard.
Just so that my magic items are hidden and you guys don't know they exist.
Out of game. This guy's a piece of shit.
Huckabee doesn't know shit because he hasn't woke up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The night goes by. As the crew sleeps, you hear a lot of sounds that you haven't heard before but are oddly comforting. You kind of hear creaks of metal, kind of like a wooden ship, just a different pitch, different tones, and it seems to happen frequently as you guys are traveling throughout the evening. You also kind of hear, you would hear almost like whale sounds, and the ocean is almost talking to you at this depth, and you're hearing new, again, yet familiar sounds.
That sounds actually really awesome.
It's fucking wonderful. Sorry.
No problem. Everyone gets a beautiful night of sleep.
Long rest, motherfucker.
And we will start our morning with what you guys hear is clashing and banging and maybe tools moving. Lots of noise up at the front of the ship near the helm.
Hey. What is going on? If it's gigging?
I can't. Where is it?
Oh, you're still looking for it?
I'm looking for anything. My life is in shambles right now. This is awful.
You missing more than the funny orb thing?
Oh my god, 10 years of my life gone. 10 years. No idea what I was doing for 10 years.
Yeah, that can be a bit.
You know what that feels like?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I can't relate. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Anyways, I found this shit around, laying around, and he throws a bunch of hodgepodge weapons in the center of the floor. It's like, that's what I had in this armory. That's about it. The weapons are a screwdriver, a staff, a sword, an axe, just basically any gray common item, plus one you want to find and add into your inventory.
Plus one?
Plus one. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to take this sword.
Okay.
And just... No hilt or anything, but I'm just going to put it in my belt. So it likes it to hit it.
If there's a plus one dagger, that's what he's going to take.
Perfect.
He's more of a knife guy.
Yeah, you can add just essentially any plus one item to your inventory for combat purposes.
Dash wants to look extra piratey. So is there like a basket hilt rapier?
Okay, you're going to have to give me a luck check for that.
Okay,
one.
Yeah, that, it was something very specific. That's why I...
Come on.
Ooh, 16.
It's not what you're looking for, but it's close enough.
Like a cutlass?
It's like a cutlass, but it's
Go ahead and unsheathe the cutlass for me, Dash.
Shink.
As you finish unsheathing this cutlass, where you would expect to be a blade is this round metal cylinder going up to a point that is sharp, and you're looking at like a screwdriver weapon.
Do with this?
You just stab people. It's multi-purpose.
This is a screwdriver.
Well, you got a screwdriver. You can fix things.
So am I a mechanic now? Is that my lot in life?
No, you're still the great lookout you are.
Hold, let me look again. And he goes.
What does it? I mean,
I wanna go over to not Huckabee, Drog.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna go over to Drog and just like. Like Pokemon, to see how effective it is.
See, it's just a screwdriver and like poke it into a side.
Roll an attack.
Okay. I have to put it in my inventory so I know what my plus is to hit. Would that be like short sword?
Yeah. Okay.
Not sport.
Can I fence? Him. Dagger versus dagger.
Yeah, short sword for me is a long sword for anybody else.
So you, how about you give me a well, he kind of said he just wanted to go over and stab you. Would you have the reflexes to actually do something? That's my question, Sean.
Should we roll initiative?
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems like the best way to do it.
11?
Yeah, I got a 14.
Ow! Son of a...
Oh, it works! Hey, that was pretty good, actually. How much damage did you take?
Roll your damage.
You took 10 damage.
10 damage?
Yeah.
So much for that long rest.
Oh, my gosh.
I see how it is, and he's going to...
Stab him at roll of the attack.
Gonna miss, bitch. 23?
Oh, you are not gonna miss, bitch.
Roll damage.
7.
Ow!
Serves you right!
What was that for? I was just.
I'm bleeding!
It's just a screwdriver. Maybe you should have stronger skin.
You literally. Out of game, you took a third of my health.
Hey, Fizzy, do you got any armor? All right.
I feel like.
No, okay.
Dash is like.
I get it.
Yeah, just not. It's not in the cards, Don. I wasn't really prepared for a rescue mission.
You're perfectly fine, my love.
I feel like Huckabee would be like walking out of the kitchen because that's where he slept last night. To these two just going at it.
Dash. Grog, what are you doing, loves? Why are you fighting each other?
He stabbed me!
It's way too early for y'all to be making this much noise, love.
Keep your shanklin' over there under control.
Do I look like more of a pirate now?
No, you look like a scallywag.
That's a pirate. It's basically the same thing.
Huckabee, glad to see you this morning.
Oh,
you,
hello, fizzy boy.
You wanted an instrument, correct?
Oh, yes, love. I love me an instrument.
And this is the most excitement you have seen out of Fizzgig. And he turns around his little workbench, scoops something up super quick, and turns back around. And he's holding his hands closed, almost like he has some sort of insect or something. And he opens up his palms, and he starts focusing on this item in his hands. As you begin to look at it, it is this essentially red object that is about that big around.
Okay.
Any...
For listeners, that was about the size of a large pickle.
Thank you. A Jimmy John's pickle.
Yeah.
And he begins to focus, and the pickle, red pickle object begins to float, and the purple, or the Feywild magic that we've been talking about as a mysterious magic, now know it's Feywild. Please keep that to memory so I don't have to repeat again. Change it, like the object essentially lifts up, puff of smoke and it lands back in his hands.
Is it the purple smoke?
It's the purple smoke. And he closes his hand and he goes, please open up your palms.
Okay, love.
Close your eyes for me.
Oh, this is my favorite game. Usually I don't play it this early in the morning, but I'm down for anything. I just said, love, I don't usually play this early. I'm not ready.
With this, he takes his hand and puts it essentially on yours, and you're both holding hands, and he goes, Huckabee, name your three favorite instruments.
Well, love, I do like a lute. I like bagpipes, and I like the pan flute.
And so it'll be. Open your eyes.
And Huckabee opens his eyes.
You see this pickly object. And what this is going to be is it is going to be a Swiss Army knife of those three instruments.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So,
Swiss Army pickle.
Now, it's going to be magic driven. So whenever you want it to become that item, you have to basically close your eyes and think about it. And then it will puff into the exact musical instrument. But you are limited to the three you mentioned.
That's fucking cool.
It's a personal pick.
Well, let's just try this out, shall we?
Huckabee closes his eyes and thinks of a lute.
A lute it shall be.
Oh, Fizzy boy, you sure outdone yourself. You sure know how to make a fella happy first thing in the morning, love.
Please.
And he just starts, like, playing a little jingle on the lute.
It is my pleasure. I have not heard music in quite a while.
Oh, well, you're in for it, love.
If you had a drum set or a war gong, we'd be in business.
Ooh.
To be honest, I do miss my lute.
I am proficient with the pan flute, too, but you already took that.
Maybe not on the ship.
Fair enough.
This isn't the space for that kind.
See, we could have had a jam session.
Huckabee is not paying attention to you at all. He is just playing in his own little world.
Good luck ignoring the loud green monkey.
Gentlemen, we have some business to attend to. I need an item, and I need you boys to fetch it. And girls.
Thank you.
Apologies, Laura.
I'm still getting used to robo days.
Oh, are we still, we're looking for that item. Do you know when the last time you remember an item?
No fucking idea.
What is the item? That seems important.
So, it is actually something from my area of the Feywild. It's an artifact item that allows me to measure the Feywild magic in an area.
That's a very specific tool.
Well, you see, your captain last night informed me that there are just pools of Feywild magic popping up out of nowhere.
Oh, is that when you got sucked in?
Yeah, that's when I got sucked in.
Yeah, there was little purple misty things all over the place.
Yes, you see, so my family, we stumbled upon this planet by happen chance. Let's just put it that way. So we had a device. Are you guys familiar with gold coins?
Oh, we love gold coins.
Not as familiar as I'd like to be.
Amen to that one.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I have a sketch. And he turns around and kind of flipping through his bench, pulls out a book, and he goes, yes, this is it. This is it. This is my notes. And in his diary, on one of the pages, the first pages, he flips it open and he shows you guys a coin. Laura, you're really familiar with this coin. All of you have seen it to this point.
It's the freaking...
It's the one!
Is that... That's Blackbeard's coin.
Oh! Oh!
That's the one that the whole thing is for!
Well, yeah. It's actually... This is how my family gets between the planets.
Oh, son of a biscuit eater!
That's why Blackbeard
came
in your world.
So now we still need to get that!
But why does she need this... The item just lets you do it. What does she need? What are you guys talking about?
We're supposed to be, you know, the whole pirate tournament thing. We're supposed to find that.
Well, did she have one? I mean, it's a whole piece.
I don't
think she did. I don't remember.
Well, I, don't know if she did, but she needs the one from Monroe's chest.
Yes.
That's what the whole thing was for. Is life just a weird circle?
Sometimes.
That's not good. If the coin's not whole, then the magic is consuming your planet.
Oh, that's not good. Awful. So wait.
Well, you know, love, that would explain the purple.
Well, you said she's looking for the other half in a chest? That means...
Yeah.
But she had the item.
Did she?
I don't know if she did or not. She had lots of fancy things.
DM, did she?
Yeah, that's right, she did. I remember.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember. I was focused on other parts of her.
Well,
no offense.
Now you're just a pervert. Have some manners.
Oh, like you did with the dwarf.
Well, that was consensual.
Dwarf?
Was it? It's consensual every time. I'm very picky about that. Don't need to be getting in any trouble.
Well, that's not good. That's not good news. Let's just put that. That's
well,
not good.
Well, it is good news because here, right here, in front of you, you have the world's greatest pirate captain and his incredible crew.
Great. I'm going to drop you guys off somewhere.
Problem is, real quick, we need a boat.
And we need a weapons. A little bit better than these.
Well, we need a boat first.
Do you have a little bit of money that we could use?
How much?
Or a boat.
Well, how much? Everyone roll me a D100.
We need enough to buy a boat.
I can drop you off somewhere.
85.
86.
51.
Whatever you rolled with your D100, Fizgig gives you that much in gold.
So we got 85 gold. I have no gold, right?
I got like, 90.
Everything was taken from us.
Everything was taken from you, so.
So you got 5.
Yeah.
I got 5.
Oh!
I got 90.
One time you don't want to roll low on a D100.
Listen. Where I need you to go, you guys have already been to a temple, right?
Yes, we did. We went to Banana Beads Temple.
Yeah.
So there's one here. We hid some stuff there.
Oh.
From the Feywild. It's over in the Serpent's Embrace. It's a little temple hidden in the hills.
We're in the Feywild right now.
No.
We're in the water.
You're in
Thanks,
your world.
Captain Obvious.
No, you're in your world. Oh, my family just hid some things, like some oh shit items in case we can't get back home.
It's your bug out stash.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's always good.
That's here
plan.
On this world, though, right?
Right. We just came here to vacation. You know, we came. Summer vacation. That's where family. Anyways. So let me just drop you off Serpent's Embrace. There's this really nice port, Salty Sea Lion.
Okay. Salty Sea Lion.
That's a very clever name.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Yeah.
Thank you. I named the town myself.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thanks.
It's fantastic.
There's some great inns there. And then I just need some time to drop a little bit of a map for where our temple is. You'll get it when you get there.
Excellent, yeah. Fantastic.
Okay.
This sounds great.
All right.
Yeah. Wonderful. I like it a lot. How long is it till we get to the Salty Sea Lion?
Well, I can go as fast or slow as you want. You just let me know.
Well, faster is always better.
All right.
That's always my motto.
I'm well rested. I got my new pokey thing.
Well, I would like to get a little bit of heals in then before we do that.
Oh, here you go, my love, and I give you. I lay on hands you.
You're fine.
They give
can
you.
I get
what do you
7?
Out of the 38, I'm down to 28 because he stabbed me
10.
10.
So I give you 10.
Thank you. Can I have 7?
You instigated it.
I was just testing it out. You didn't want me to go into battle untested.
Fine, I'll give you the freaking 7, and I lay on him 7 to him.
I'd like to use Chill Touch to remove the ability for you to heal. You're joking.
Don't be a bastard.
Not yet. That's later.
I will cut you.
If you guys don't need anything else from Fizgig, he is going to walk over with excitement and get the ship moving.
Nobody's having a heart attack, right?
No.
Okay.
We're all good. I don't think so.
Jason, no heart attack.
You good, Jason?
Yeah, I think
I've
so. I've
hit four monsters. I think I'm fine.
We're going to this temple, and you, this other half of the coin you were looking for is down there?
No. You miss so much. He needs the part of the coin that's in Monroe's chest. So you remember the original chest that we were going after?
Yeah.
We're going after it again.
That's what I'm asking. So this
and where we're going is where there's a safety stash of stuff.
Loot.
Of loot.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You're such a good describer.
I'm doing what I can.
All right. I want to confirm the plan.
Out of game, Jason. The temple has an item that Fizgig needs to kind of measure.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. That's right. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
That's the part I missed. I knew it, but I forgot to tell you.
As Fizgig is driving this ship, do you guys want to tell him anything about the world going on around you? Any other questions? Or are we fast traveling to the Salty Sea Line?
Well, Fizgig, everything in the world right now is fucked. I'm the greatest captain still, but...
Everything else is fucked.
Basically, there's this weird purple everywhere. And it just pops up randomly throughout the world.
Oh, and do you know what the tentacle... You know the Illithid, the tentacle face people?
Ew, I've only read about them in books.
We saw one of them's a slaver.
What?
Yeah,
Kyle.
Kyle lost his hand and his brother replaced him, didn't he?
I don't remember. I thought we were talking about
Kyle. Was kind of chill, though.
We saw him get his hand cut off. And another one was like, there.
Yeah, his brother was there.
Yeah, that's it. That's sort of both of them. I'm going to kill him someday.
He did have good weed, though.
I don't give a shit.
Just saying, I want a stash.
Anyway, there was a rigged election, all sorts of things. Craziness everywhere. And then the guy who hired us in the first place and set us up backstabbed us. And then we thought he was back with us. And then he backstabbed us again.
All I can think of is, what's the snowman from Frozen? Describing his story.
That's kind of what I'm going for.
I was thinking Love and Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, crazy stuff everywhere.
What's this Monroe's chest? I only remember hearing of a sailor called Monroe.
That's the guy. He's got a chest. The chest has the thing you're looking for, the coin.
It must be the other half of the coin.
Yeah, it must be the other half.
Oh, yeah.
So we were going to try to get that, because that was, if you got that, you could, like, become important. You were trying to make him important.
She's giving away a seat of the council for
yes,
a coin.
That's yes, that's it. Yes.
Wow.
And so you're very smart putting all this together with my description.
And of course, we got to deal with the Azure Armada all the time.
Yeah.
Those guys are dicks.
But we're pirates, so we would be anyway. Yeah. I mean, really, that's nothing new. But it's, yeah, we were already after that.
How much of the sea have you all sailed?
Not much. We've lost two ships so far.
To be fair, busy boys, sailed with this cruise. A very loose term, love.
Hey, we were occasionally sailing.
You were merely standing on.
Jaunts about.
Oh, lookout.
Some lookout. Use some tea.
Laura's done a lot of sailing in her time.
I've traveled with a few crews. This one is my most recent one.
Laura, by chance, do you know where Monroe's chest may be?
Where it may be right now? No, we did have a map that pointed to it, but...
Yes, the map.
You guys have a map?
Yeah, it's a crazy map. Ooh, you should touch it.
Oh.
Where's the map? Who has it? Did we get it back?
I start searching myself really frantically.
All right. And you see Drog with this just smug smile. I got the shit kicked out of me for this one. And I pull it out of my jacket.
I snatch it from him really quick. Give me that.
Give me a sleight of hand. Are you countering me? her giving it up.
Because he's going to...
Dirty 20?
I was rolling to see if Dash would be dubious of this, and he is not. Zero election.
Okay. What'd you roll?
I rolled a 9 minus 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 16.
Oh, ah, yes.
The map is yours again, Captain. Ah,
this is the map, Fizzy. But don't touch it again.
What do you want me to do? Leave it in the prison?
No, but I'm glad you got it. So thank you very much.
You did a wonderful thing. Touch it. Touch the map.
All right, I'm going to roll it and I roll it open. And I'm like, here, touch it.
He grabs the map and nothing happens.
Well, that's weird.
Did you break the map?
I didn't.
I don't think so.
It just looks like a map.
And then I kind of like pull it back and I hold it. And I saw. Do I see what I saw before?
It's just a plain old map.
It's broken.
He fucking broke it. He's that guy.
Acrobatics. Or actually, I'm sorry. I need to slide the hand here. 17?
What is it, the counter?
Athletics, if you're trying to grab him. What are you trying to do?
Well, he's trying to grab the map.
Oh.
And so I'm trying to counter.
Contested sleight of hands?
I feel like it would be one of those athletics versus athletics things.
So you guys are touching the map at the same time, correct?
Well, I'm trying to take it away from him.
You're touching the map at the same time, correct? You're essentially holding it in unison.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as... Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as you both are holding the map, it begins to shift and magic begins to fill it.
The fuck?
And when you let go, it goes back to a normal map.
Wait. Touch it again. But I'm gonna. I just want you to touch it.
Now you yell at me. Now you want me.
Well,
to
did you see the magic? You saw it. That's why you let go.
True. Been on weirder trips. And he's gonna grab the corner.
Great.
Is it like this?
It's like three fingers.
This is kind of a very odd yet interesting moment. In general, in the past, it seems like everyone has had their own experience with the map, but this is definitely a unison one. What happens is the map begins to black out, and it's centering into an island that you guys have visited up to this point. As everything blacks out, purple mist begins to fill up an island that you have come from previously in the campaign. Give me a constitution check, Drog.
16.
You would immediately pull your hand away from this map.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm gonna,
that was cool.
I'm going to reach out.
Freaking creepy.
Who else is still holding the map?
It's just me right now.
I'm going to grab on and see if it does anything different.
Fantastic. As you grab the map, Laura, instead of everything blacking out, the map actually fills with the Feywild magic and begins to float into a center cloud and move over to the Serpent's Embrace. As it gets to the Serpent's Embrace, it kind of goes over the southern hills and begins to get the... It's almost like it's pinpointing, so the cloud shrinks as it hits the Serpent's Embrace and continues to shrink down to the size of the head of a pin. And it's pointing at this point exactly on the map. And that pin then kind of beams out into a separate cloud and shows this artifact type shape. It kind of looks like you guys know the like old record players, kind of like Wild Wild West, Loveless kind of record player. That's what this item actually looks like. It just shrunk down
like
to
a phonograph?
Like a phonograph.
Yeah,
thank you.
There you go.
Yep. So it's essentially you're seeing a phonograph project out where that pin drop was in the mountains. And everyone in the room can see this, and Fizgig goes, "My goodness, that is the part we are looking for."
Well, perfect.
How did you do that?
Well, that works in weird ways.
I've heard of this type of map, but I've never seen one.
Interesting.
So what happens if we all grab it?
And Dash, when he says that, Dash remembers the last time he touches the map. He touched the map, and he sticks his hands under his armpits. Like starts backing away from the map.
Can I grab his hand to stick it on the map?
You could try to use this athletics, contested athletics.
I'm gonna use acrobatics.
Perfect.
I think everyone should touch it.
Are
you
15.
Gonna hold?
I don't want to know. Well, I should put it this way. I don't want the room to know about me. That map is. Oof, be careful.
It's a 6. Oh. So it's a 5.
Is it like Feywild magic that you see here?
It follows your heart's true desire.
Like, come on, come on.
No, you don't. Ooh. Get it. he's just like Matrix dodging.
Well, it was a good idea to have everyone touch, but I don't think everyone will.
That's okay, love. I don't really care one way or another.
You guys could touch it. No, I'm
so we need to go get the phonogram thingy?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that was Vora. You must have a way or desire to understand ancient technology.
Well, I do tinker from now, every now and again.
She's the smartest woman I know.
I can see why.
Says Dash.
Her eyes are a little bit up, Dash.
How dare you say anything about that? Rude.
I don't know what you guys have seen with the map so far, but be careful, because once you start mixing two people's desires, it can craft tales that can't be unseen.
Think about that.
Good to know.
And Dash puts his hands deeper into his armpits.
Hey.
I roll it back up and I stick it in my cloak.
Great. Good place for it. Don't lose that.
I don't plan on it. Again.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Drog.
So we gotta go to the serpent place.
Yeah, the serpent place.
So we're going should to the right be there.
Yeah, we should be there shortly. I'll drop you guys off at port.
It's not gonna freak anyone out when we come bubbling out of the water, will it?
I don't know.
Should we do that before?
That's a yes, if I've ever seen one.
should we like pop up before so it looks like we just sail in on?
Question.
Yes.
Can I? Is there a hatch where you could open up and I could just swim out?
Absolutely.
I would like to do that, please.
Just
get the lay of the land.
Give me a second to prepare. It takes a little bit of this and that and
yeah,
and machinery.
No worries.
And he hits a button and you hear a bunch of clinking and whirling and clacking and just about there. Just
hoping he gets it stuck in a torpedo too.
whoever else wants to go, now's a good time to go as either a group or by one. This takes forever each time.
Should we all go at once, or do we think? What do you think?
I'm up for a swim.
Let me just check. One second. He looks at his little navigation area and the ironic thing. Are you guys all fairly above 10 for perception passive?
Yes.
Yeah.
18. Negative. I have an 8.
Okay, so everyone but Dash would notice. Do you know that the helm piece that we've kind of seen throughout the campaign, the orb that was for the Buccaneer's Reckoning, you've noticed that he has one near the map, or near the
helm.
And he's kind of looking at that to see where he is in location to the Serpent's Embrace. Just a few more seconds. Let me get a little closer to the surface.
Perfect.
And you continue to hear whirling and suction and all kinds of just weird mechanical noises. Oh, okay. You guys are all set to go. The hatch is back by the kitchen. Just head up. There should be a little door.
Did you see the orb?
I did.
He has one too.
Oh, do you guys need one?
Oh.
We might need one a little later when we get a ship.
Well, I mean, we should take it with us now. Because we're not going to come back to the submarine.
Doubtful.
Can I have it?
Oh, yeah, I got another one. And just...
Okay.
Walks over to the closet, the tool closet, pulls one out. No problem.
Perfect.
There we go.
Well, thank you.
And I put it in me.
Now, question.
Yes.
How big is that fucking closet?
It's going to be a tight squeeze. DM says.
He's got a lot of stuff in there.
It's magical. Mm.
That's what I figured. I just. There's something.
It's bigger on the inside?
A lot bigger. It is a 50 by 50 room on the inside.
He's got a TARDIS.
This is what I do, I tinker. Anyways, yep, you guys are all set. Just,
good to go.
Head to the hatch. Be careful. I should be able to contact you with that orb.
Perfect.
How deep are we?
Oh, you know, about 50 feet.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, we can swim that. Well, I can swim that. I don't know about the rest of you.
I mean, in a couple rounds, I could.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're not too far offshore. The bay, it's a short swim.
No worries.
All of you can swim, right?
Gills.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Bro, I'm a pirate.
I'm worried about the cat.
Insight check.
I don't really care for water, but, you know, love, doing what we do, my line of work, you learn how to swim.
Can't wait to see you wet.
You flat.
What is up with you and hairy things?
It's beautiful.
You guys make your way back to this ladder that leads up to a hatch. And who would like someone just give me a quick strength check to unseal the first hatch?
That is a 1 with a minus 1 for a 0.
Dash you're not strong, and he knows it.
Drog, you are struggling to climb up the ladder.
Drog, how you doing?
Fine.
It's a 19.
Fine.
Fantastic.
He's just holding on. He's trying. Drog, arm shaking.
Let me try.
Huckabee, with just beautiful grace like a cat would, simply steps over you and climbs right up the ladder. And with one claw, razor out, grabs the corner of this hatch and simply gives it a flick, and it comes unraveling open.
Does my character just start to spin?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, God!
You loosened it up, love. Don't worry.
Sure.
I lean over to Dash as we're looking up at this.
Do you think he's neutered?
Oh, I sure hope not.
I teabag the captain.
Nope, not nude.
It takes a little bit of acrobatics for you all to get into a ball-shaped group in this hatch and close the door underneath you.
Too bad.
I'm, like, climbing over the top of everybody, so I'm, like, on top. A little more space up there, I think.
Perfect, yes.
Laura, your chesticles are a bit big here.
I'll try to tuck them in.
Well, I got to...
Anyway!
Is that what the bag of holding's for? It's just the compression?
Rostra.
When you guys close the bottom hatch, within seconds, you hear kind of like a poof, and the hatch above you flies open, and the room is filled with water at a pace that you can... once it's full, you can easily swim up and out into the cove.
He finally takes a breath of water, enjoying the fresh saltiness of it, and like a fish that he is, swims away.
Great.
Oh, he's a quick motherfucker, isn't he?
Dash is like an underwater doggy paddling.
I'm saying my movement speed and swimsuit are the same. So it's... Yeah. He's just going to walk up to you, grab you, and just... torpedo you.
As you guys begin to swim, I just need athletic checks from everyone. I just want
to be a drug behind somebody.
Okay, perfect.
13.
14. You better roll quick. Actually,
damn, 14. Laura.
14.
24.
As we go down deeper,
it's like you guys have been at sea for a while.
Oh, mommy.
The entire crew easily can see this sunlight at the surface. You're going down.
Surprise! No. joking.
Okay, it's gonna get crazy. Anyways, you can see the sun shining above you. The water is getting lighter. The crew swims up towards the top. As the entire crew hits the surface and your head comes out of the water, it takes a bit of blinking and kind of wiping some of the water away from your face, but you are sitting in the Serpent's Embrace Cove about 50 foot offshore.
What do we have, everybody?
I'm just imagining Huckabee shaking off like a dog. He's this puffball.
First of all, shaking off like a cat.
Shaking off like a cat, yes.
I'm love just going to walk up to you and destroy water.
Oh, love, thank you.
Don't worry.
My face does tend to hold quite a bit of water. I was starting to get a little frantic.
Can't do anything about the salt, though. Sorry.
I just need someone to make a survival check, please.
That is 16.
16. Great. You have no problem making your way to the dock. This dock is kind of strange. You've seen very elegant, lots of boats set up and like a port type area. This is not. This is just a little shanty dock that someone is fishing off of. They have a bucket next to them and a line in the water. As you begin to look further inland, you realize that this is a bunch of very, like, rock walls straight up and down. You're actually just looking at a cliffside, and there's this tiny little path, like, almost like a horse or deer path that you can see snaking in the hill up to the top of this cliffside. As you begin to gander up towards where the cliff meets what you would anticipate to be land, you realize that it's extremely foggy up there. Essentially, where you're at is where the sun is just shining down. As the crew begins to make their way to the dock, shadows begin to be cast on you from the amount of fog in the air on the cliffside.
And it's a gray fog?
Gray fog.
Okay.
Pretty standard, nothing.
Just thick.
Thick.
Well, I thought we were getting some sunlight.
It's the soup!
Thought maybe we'd get some sunlight, but I guess not.
Shame. So, anyone want to give me a history check? Preferably Laura or Drog, since they were captain, sailing experience.
Yeah, I'm very realistic. 10. I should roll.
10.
Dirty 20.
I had 18.
18. Laura, you've probably have heard of this. Captain Drog, you would know that the Serpent's Embrace actually gets its name from the super thick fog. It's essentially like a tail that serpents cast this spell on the land so it's easier to find and hunt their prey.
Ah.
That's fucking hell.
Shit.
I relay this to the group. Well, it's part of how it's got its name.
Yeah, that's how the snakes hunt.
Oh, I don't like snakes.
Yeah?
They're icky and slimy.
You'll learn to love them, Mother.
No. Not. I'm with him on this
I've
one.
I've seen snakes in monkeys.
They're only good as boots. I'm just throwing that out there.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I'd play a snake for
we
boots.
We did lose their purple boots. Sadly.
Those were nice.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Those were so sad.
Those were nice boots.
They were beautiful. But now I'm really wanting some snake skin. What do you think? Do you think I look good with some snake skin boots?
Some purple snake
you
skin.
You clothes in general just look wicked good.
I wear clothes all the time. I'm in like full cap, full pirate regalia.
But did you like lose it all? And
we got to keep our clothes, didn't we?
Yeah, your clothes like are still there.
Mm-hmm. I think some snake skin boots would look great on you, love.
Fuck yeah.
See if we can find some. I wouldn't mind having a pair myself.
Well, maybe there's a lot of snakes here. Seems fitting. We could probably do. I bet there's a whole store dedicated to snakeskin boots.
We can hope.
Can we have this conversation on land?
Yeah, we're swimming right now. I'm just.
There's
like,
a whole
so
lot
good
of
I
talking.
Can talk with my head above water.
Oh, I forgot how much you hate water.
Oh no, wait. We got up onto the dock, didn't we?
You've made it to the dock at this point.
Is there like a front gate?
Just the dude sitting there fishing in the water.
Catching anything good?
Nothing today.
Oh, sad face.
Insight check.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you mean about this sad face, but it is sad.
It just means sad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Well, if you guys are looking for the salty sea lion, it's up this trail about a couple miles.
Is that like the coincidentally only thing here? Or is there other cool stuff?
There's a lot here, but it's a lot of unsaid things.
Well, that's ominous.
Would there be any place to get some herbal refreshments?
The Salty Sea Lion's a very booming town.
Excellent.
All right, so we go there, and Dash is like giving you a wide berth. Like, this guy's creepy.
Well, keep at it. And I pat him on the shoulder. Thanks for the info.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Be safe.
Is there anything we should know about this place? Like, is it under martial law or any crazy shit like that?
I wouldn't travel too deep into the mountains.
Okay, so stop at the city. Just don't go any further?
Unless you've got purpose, don't go further than the city.
See, ominous.
We'll be fine.
All right, you said it.
Come on, Dash. And I grab him by the top.
Dash lets the captain do it.
Nobody else.
It's been a while since I've been here. How about you, Drog? Laura, how about you?
Well, most of them I've been here, I probably don't remember.
I don't think I owe anyone money here.
Well, if you do, you're on your own.
19 history check. Do I owe anyone money here?
Lots.
Fuck. I am going to hold a spell ready for disguise self. Gentlemen, I'm going to be 100% honest. Last time I was here, I skipped out on a few debts. It may or may not have involved a brothel, a poker tournament, and a pig race.
I'm trying to tie all those things together. It is not working.
Well, do you want the short story or the long story?
We can just leave it at that. My imagination's pretty wild.
Fair enough.
So you guys make it up this deer trail. You get to the top. The fog isn't overly heavy here. You can see that people are making their way to this large city. It actually, to scale, it's essentially between this and the bridge and lake in the center. So you're essentially going to a center point about between those two areas.
As soon as we get close to the city, I'm going to cast Sky Self.
Okay.
I look like you.
Green monkey.
I got two green monkeys now.
Copycat!
But he's blue.
Oh.
Sorry. Slip of the tongue. You want it to happen again?
You can slip your tongue at me any day.
What is with you two?
I'm sorry. It's rough out here.
Are you blue balling?
Well, they're green.
Technically, yes, right now.
The other thing, Drog and the captain would know is you guys definitely got dropped off on the back side of the island. Many people don't really come in through this way. It'll take some time to get to the town. We can fast travel it if you guys would like.
Sounds good.
The path is clear. There's no harm in there. When you are getting closer to the city, one of the things to take note of is the city itself has a lot of torches and fire, almost like fire pits and towers on the entire outside of the perimeter. There's really no
defensive walls or anything. It's just very like a welcoming fire to guide you to this town, almost like lure you in with a bit of a attraction. And you also start to notice that all of the fires are kind of contributing to a bit of the smoke in a little magical way. The town is kind of multi-tiered. You can tell that what you're going to walk into is definitely the farming and lower class area.
That usually surrounded a major city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty typical. You can see there is definitely a giant keep in the center. And you guys would just make your way into this town. I'd assume you would probably go to the middle area and try to find potentially a tavern or some shops.
What time of day is it?
At this point, it's probably getting closer to evening.
Okay. We should find a bed. After all this traveling, you know, maybe we get a room, have some drinks, kind of wind down.
Yeah, maybe look for an inn.
We're waiting on Fizzgig to get back with us anyway, so.
Everyone, roll me a
d20. No, we're not. We already got the map.
We know where we're going.
Yeah, we know where we're
18.
Going.
18?
9.
What am I rolling again?
D20.
I got a 7.
Oh, just ten. Randomly 27 for some reason. Oh.
What'd you get? 10?
10.
Jason? What's the name of the tavern you find?
Pop quizzes are the worst.
How about the... the Rusty Mug.
The Rusty Mug.
Rusty Trombo.
I like it.
I was thinking the Stinky Siren because of what you just did.
This is cool. The pub itself is 3 stories. You can tell the top 2 tiers are all of your hotel rooms, places to stay. You're going to actually come in through like some saloon red doors that kind of sit and flicker back and forth on each other. They're just larger than normal. These are like 4 feet. So you can tell it's kind of built for people of all creatures and people of all shapes and sizes.
Fit under it.
Absolutely, Dash. And Drog.
Perfect. Gentlemen, I'm going to hand you 5 gold. Grab me a room and a drink. I'm going to scout a little bit of town. I'll be back.
Can you guys just, as a group, just let me know how you're going to funnel into this inn?
I'm going to be the first one in.
And then Dash would probably be right behind the captain, and I just picture the door like swinging above my head.
Yep.
Huckabee would be last.
Oh,
Huckabee last. Who's after the captain and Dash?
I guess me, if Dylan's gonna head out.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura. The doors swing open, kind of in a very. Almost shocking, like it catches you off guard, so you kind of jump into the room. And as you jump in, you are looking across, straight across the room, and you see something that definitely brings back a memory. You see a flag, a black Jolly Roger, with a naked red lady on it on a rock.
Where's it at?
It is straight across the room from you. It looks like this is a sea elf from the back.
Oh, kind of
so
walk
essentially
in.
Look, go ahead.
I'll walk in cautiously and kind of like approach maybe slowly to see who it is.
Great. As Laura walks up to the sea elf, you're going to end there for the evening.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this. Great recap episode. No, I'm kidding. It's not a recap. It's a great episode just to listen to as a general. So, this is Monroe's Chess presented by Dubstep and Dragons. Thanks for listening in on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe. Don't forget to leave those comments. We like those comments. And as always, we'll see you on the horizon.
I can't wait to see the comments for them to say how much they can't believe we don't fucking remember.
Okay, love you, bye-bye.
Yeah.